This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. To what extent could Bloomberg News reporters keep tabs on Bloomberg's financial industry customers? Late last night, the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg apologized for a long-standing newsroom practice. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Last month, a Bloomberg reporter approached investment banking firm Goldman Sachs asking about the employment status of one of the bank's partners. The reporter pointed out the partner hadn't logged on to his Bloomberg terminal lately, and that got Goldman Sachs a little worried. Turns out for years, Bloomberg journalists have been able to monitor when subscribers are logged on to a terminal and what types of functions they've looked at, though they could not see specific topics or articles.
It's just really creepy.
Andrew Bojan reports on the media for Pointer Online.
It's sort of like finding out somebody's got the number of times you've looked up your ex's photos on Facebook.
Data privacy concerns have been a big issue for consumers lately, says Ben Rose, a media analyst at the company Battle Road. But
I don't think anyone had an idea that this might be going on in the financial realm.
Bloomberg has since apologized for giving reporters limited access to subscriber information, and that access has been cut off. Now the question is what effect this could have on the trust between Bloomberg and its clients. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.